If you're like most of your fellow radio listeners, you've been hearing not only about the world, you've been hearing about the weather. Maybe you even woke up to your local forecast. But people in many parts of the world can't get a weather report, and that's a problem in a world that's heating up. The world's Julia Kumari-Drapkin has our story.
If you tune in around 9 p.m. to Ethiopia's only domestic television channel, you can get a weather report. Well, you can if you have a television. Most Ethiopians don't, so instead...
They guess.
That's Tufa Dinku, an Ethiopian weatherman for more than 10 years. He says Ethiopians believe their guess is better than the weatherman's. They have a story they like to tell. Once upon a time, the Ethiopian king asked the National Weather Service for a forecast.
They said it's going to be sunny.
So the king decided to take a trip outside the city. On the road, he saw a farmer herding his donkeys.
With their ears up and refusing to go where the farmer wants them to go.
The king asked the farmer what was wrong, and the farmer said,
they're sensing some storm coming, and after a few minutes, the rain came.
And so according to the story, donkeys are better at predicting storms than the National Weather Service. Why no trust? Well, weather services in Ethiopia and in much of the developing world tend to be located in just one place, the airport, to help planes land. So people who don't live near the airport don't pay attention to the forecast. The weatherman has a credibility problem.
He's got a harder job.
That's Simon Mason, a climatologist at Columbia University.
He's got a much harder job than the man from the UK Met Office standing up on the BBC.
The guy on the BBC has more resources, Mason says, and the tropics have the most unpredictable weather in the world.
It's not only harder there because it's a harder place to forecast, but it's harder because we have so fewer observations.
Observations like temperature, pressure, and humidity. These provide the two ingredients weathermen need to make a forecast.
We need to know what is the weather like now and how is it going to change.
And forecasters can't tell how it will change if they don't know what the weather is like now, 100 miles away. That weather may be tomorrow's weather here. You may not think about it, but every weather forecast reflects the collective work of about 10,000 weather stations in a global network. Every 3 hours, they're measuring the weather simultaneously. But there are gaping holes in that network over most of Africa and elsewhere in the developing world.
That's actually going to affect the weather forecast over a much larger area. Eventually, over Europe and over the US, the weather forecasts will deteriorate.
Letting weather networks deteriorate isn't a good idea because, of course, weather and climate ignore national boundaries. Take Atlantic hurricanes. Most are born in West Africa, a huge region covering 16 countries that has only 28 weather stations. Compare that to the 31 stations in the UK alone. Patching holes in the network requires more stations and more money.
But even if you do that, it's all for naught unless you're getting that information out to people who need it in rural and remote areas.
That's Kelly Sponberg. He coordinates a project that tries to get forecasts to people in remote communities all over the world. Here's one in the language of Zonga, which broadcasts in community radio stations in Niger.
When you have something like tsunami or flash floods or tropical cyclones, clearly getting out a warning really, really matters. But if you're trying to decide when to plant your crops or how to manage a water reservoir, having this information on a day-to-day basis is important.
Spoonberg's project is funded by the U.S. government. There may be more such initiatives from other governments in the future. A few months ago, a global fund was established to help developing countries adapt to climate change. But climatologists fear that some countries don't realize how badly they need to make use of this fund to establish a proper network of weather stations and a way to communicate that to the people. Ethiopian meteorologist Tufa Dinku says not having these networks matters right now.
That's why drought affects people so much. They don't know what's coming.
And what's coming, as well as drought, is climate change. Access to weather information is a crucial tool for getting ready for that. For the World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin.